God is good. And all the time. We greet each other that way to celebrate the presence of God with us. There is an even more ancient and widely known Christian greeting that I'd like you to share in together today. It's simply, the Lord be with you. And the response is, and also with you. Let's try that together. The Lord be with you. And would you turn to the person next to you and share that same greeting with one another? You don't have to move, just... Oh, don't take it too far, Baptists. Whenever we see this table set before us, it is a physical reminder of a spiritual reality that indeed the Lord is with us as we share in this meal together. We invite you to use this service of worship to prepare yourself spiritually, to prepare yourself in terms of confession, in terms of praise, and in terms of prayer. I want to thank all those who prayed for me while I was gone with Wilson to Europe for our mission experience with Euroventure, the International Baptist Convention's youth camp. I'm happy to report that it was just a wonderful and fruitful visit. We saw 290 people at the camp. 30 of those made professions of faith, and I had six in my Bible study group, six middle school boys, four of which were Germans, who were very anti-church at the beginning of the week. So we were very blessed and can celebrate that with you, and thank you for being a part of that story, those children's story, which will last forever and ever. We had the opportunity to participate in a homeless ministry as well as teaching Bible study to adults. So we did a little bit of everything. And even as I am returning from a mission experience, David and our youth group and several of the adults, they are on their way to mission. In fact, today is day one without showers, I think is the way it was described in the deacon meeting. We want to continue to pray for all of those who are participating in that equally life-changing experience in Vermont, and pray for all those of our church who are traveling and away this Sunday. We're thankful for those of you who are here to be a part of this service, and we are thankful most of all to a gracious God who provided his son, whose body was given and whose blood was shed. Let us continue to worship.
Our scripture this morning comes from Jeremiah 29, verses 11 through 14. I'll be reading from the New Revised Standard Version. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm. I give you the future with hope. Then when you call upon me, come and pray to me, I will hear you. When you search for me, I will find me. If you seek me with all of your heart, I will let you find me, says the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord. I will bring you back from the place from which I have sent you in exile. The word of God for the people of God, and thanks be to God. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, you are the way of the peace. Come into our brokenness of our lives and our land with your healing love. Help us to be willing to bow before you in true repentance and to bow to one another in real forgiveness. By the fire of your Holy Spirit, melt our hard hearts, consume the pride and prejudice which separate us. Fill us, O Lord, with your perfect love, which cast out our fears and bind us together in that unity which you share with our Father and our Holy Spirit. And let us pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let's stand and let's worship. Our hymn of worship this morning is How Great is Our God, a very familiar worship song. Let's stand and let's worship this morning. See if I was next or not. I guess it's me again. Well, kids, come on down.
You might have to go to them.
Happy.
our offertory hymn is This Is My Father's World, hymn number 43 in your hymn book, if you want to use your hymn book.
Our second scripture passage is appropriate as we prepare our hearts and minds to share in the Lord's Supper. You know when I sit down and when I rise up, you discern my thoughts.
sense and experience His presence, because that's what teaches you that way. That's not how Jacob responds. It says, when Jacob woke from his sleep, he said, surely the Lord is in this place. And I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. And this is the gate of heaven. So, Jacob rose early in the morning and he took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up for a pillow and poured oil on top of it. He called the place Bethel, but the name of the city was Luz at first. Jacob's immediate response is one of awe and worship and thankfulness. But we're told he takes this stone, however large or small it was, he sets it there and leaves it there. It is for him a spiritual marker. Every time he may pass that way again, he'll see that stone and he'll remember, that was the place where God showed up in my life. That was the place where the Almighty was there for me and with me when I was all alone and I did not even know He was there. He revealed Himself to me. As I quickly approached my 40th birthday, I began to think about things like that, those spiritual markers. We are taught, and I have preached many times, that we can ruin our lives by always looking to the next thing, always looking forward, always saying, well, when I get this degree or this job or when I purchase this item, then. And there's truth to that. There's equal truth to the sermon that we must learn to live in the present. You hear people say this more and more nowadays, just be present. Use that Star Wars phrase, be mindful of the living force, be mindful of this moment. And that's powerful as well, but I think life lived biblically is one in balance between looking for the future, living well in the moment, but also looking back at our past. I grabbed a picture out of my office. I
things I always appreciate about Lord's Supper Sunday is having a front row of good and faithful Baptists.
As you go from this place today, do not leave without encouraging one another and reminding each other the Lord be with you and also with you. Would you receive this blessing as we go? May the Lord be with you step by step in your walk of faith this week, marking down those encounters, being present in your life. May you turn around each morning and see the Lord is standing with you, and the ladder to heaven is right by. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
May the
somebody heard you say it.